Just what is the prostate gland? The prostate is a small gland, approximately the size of a walnut. It sits just below the bladder, between the bladder and the rectum. And what exactly does it do? It produces the seminal fluid that sperm get to swim in, keeping those little puppies alive longer so they can reach a female egg. As such, it is a key part of the reproductive system. So, really, that little gland helps keep civilization alive and well. Most people do not see the prostate as an erogenous spot. Older men, in fact, worry about prostate cancer, a common but rarely life-threatening disease. But it is a super erogenous little jewel that is underused during sex. The key is in knowing where it is and then getting to it so that men can experience new heights of sexual pleasure through prostate-induced orgasms. How to get to that male G-spot? G-spot stimulation can happen on the inside or outside, and both methods of this anal play can bring about prostate orgasms. External stimulation. While the male G-spot, prostate, is an internal organ, it is not buried far below the surface. And it can be stimulated and massaged via a strip of skin between the balls and the anus, also called the taint. Internal stimulation. This involves penetration of the rectum. The male G-spot is located about 2 inches in toward the stomach. If any male has ever had a rectal exam, the doctor will check the prostate with his finger inside the rectum, looking for any obvious abnormalities, such as enlargement. Of course, that's not your purpose. You want either a personal pleasurable sensation and/or a prostate orgasm. So how does this anal sex happen? First of all, let's get one thing clear. Sexual orientation has nothing to do with anal prostate sex or play, whether internal or external. Hetero couples can do it, gay couples can do it, single men can do it to themselves. As Alicia Sinclair, founder and CEO of B Vibe, La Wand, and The Cowgirl, states as a contributor of the book Men's Health Best Sex Ever, says, guys have to remember this. The sensations and experiences that feel good have nothing to do with your sexual orientation or gender. There's nothing inherently feminine about receiving anal stimulation and penetration. You get to decide what anal play means to you and how you feel about it. And when you can let go of the idea that a sexual act has to be done by a specific gender, you'll discover some amazing opportunities. Prostate stimulation and prostate-induced orgasm can occur in two ways. It can all happen with a partner as both a giver and a receiver or all on one's own, as a type of masturbation. Let's take a look at how this all happens in both circumstances. If you are with a partner, whether you are a giver or a receiver, or both, here are some important procedures and methods to follow. First of all, have a conversation. Anal sex and play are not like other types of sex. Anal penetration is unique, and it requires both mental and physical preparation. The receiver must be comfortable with anal stimulation and penetration and have methods of relaxation in place. Preparation for the penetration. Whether one of you will be the receiver or both of you, anyone who will be receiving prostate play should prepare themselves for the action. The issue with such play is this. A massage of the male G-spot can make someone feel like they have to pee, and any anal penetration can bring forth poop accidents. Not a pretty picture at all. Going to the bathroom beforehand will increase your pleasure and avoid possible embarrassment. Just do it. Gather your supplies. Yes, supplies. There are some that are not optional, and here they are. Lube. Newsflash, the anal canal does not lubricate itself, no matter how horny someone may be. Using lube before any type of penetration is critical. Silicone-based lube is usually recommended because it is a bit thicker than water-based and lasts longer. Have lots of lube on hand, nevertheless. Protection. Anal cavities do house bacteria, and if fingers are used, cleaning up afterward with a good antibacterial soap will be essential. An alternative is using a condom or a latex glove that can be thrown away afterward. Sex toys. A finger will do the trick, but certain butt plugs are sold with prostate play in mind. They are shaped to go in the correct distance and curved so that they can reach the G-spot and massage it. If someone has a tough time getting to a partner's prostate, a toy may be just the thing. Remember, the prostate has lots of active nerve endings, and a prostate orgasm requires that those nerve endings be stimulated. Cleansing wipes. While they won't substitute for thorough washing of hands and toys, wipes can be used for minor cleanup throughout the process. Keep some handy. Explore positions. Individuals have different comfort levels depending on optional positions. If they have had a sex life that has included anal sex and specifically G-spot stimulation and even orgasm, then they will know their best position for comfort and prostate orgasms. If they have not, though, they will have to experiment with various positions until they find one that works best. Here are some suggestions based on the experience of others. Side entry. One partner lies on their side and bends the top leg up to his chest. The other partner sits behind them. This position allows the giver to penetrate the rectal wall and leaves another hand free to provide direct pleasure to the penis or the scrotum. Some report having a full body orgasm, involving both the penis and the prostate from this type of sex. Face down on the stomach. One partner lies on their stomach, legs apart, with a pillow under their hips to raise their hips. The giving partner can sit next to them and massage the G-spot from the outside or go inside with fingers or butt plugs. When the receiving partner begins to feel a tingly sensation, they should speak up. This is a good sign that things are going well. During this process, it is possible that a milky fluid may appear. This usually means that an orgasm is on its way. Doggy style. This may be the most common position because it fully exposes the anus. There are a couple of positions here. One is for the receiving partner to get on their hands and knees on the bed or floor and the giving partner to enter easily from behind. Again, this position allows the giver to access the balls and penis to add more pleasure and even to reach that full body orgasm. Another variation is for the receiver to get on their knees on the floor and lean over the bed. The giver can then get on their knees behind the receiver and enter the anal canal. Finding the best position may mean some experimentation, but don't give up if one try doesn't do the trick. G-spot sex may not be thrilling the first time or even the first several times. Still, it can become so with practice, so don't give up yet. If you are engaging in prostate play on your own, possibly as part of a gay dating experience via video chat, then you may want to experiment with positions and prostate massagers in advance, so that your digital partner experiences the excitement and pleasure that both of you want from your act. Another option is that both of you do it together. Tips for success. Most consensual sex involves more than just the physical act. There will be foreplay, conversation, and just a generalized mood setting. Male G-spot sex is no different but may require some additional moves for success. Relaxation is a must. The anal canal is composed of muscles, but they are much tighter than, say, a vagina. For G-spot sex to be successful and for that anal cavity to open, the receiver must be fully relaxed. There are many ways for people to relax: a warm shower, a massage, soothing music, or foreplay to stimulate other erogenous zones. G-spot sex should not begin until the receiver is fully relaxed. Take things slow. While penis and vagina sex can and often does occur quickly and easily, vaginas naturally lube and stretch easily, and result in regular orgasm, any sex involving the anus will require more work. Begin by massaging that P-spot from the outside. Remember, it's on that strip of skin between the balls and the butthole. There are plenty of nerve endings to stimulate from that side too. Use different speeds and pressures until the receiver decides which is best. The external P-spot massage can also be enhanced by other activities, such as stroking the penis or massaging the balls with the other hand. If the right position can be found, a blowjob can accompany the massage. Ready to go in? Once the receiver feels ready for the penetration, lube will be the operative word. Using one finger, the giver should begin to rub lube around the outside of the butthole and then go in a small distance, in and out, gradually working up to the 2-inch depth. Curve the finger toward the stomach side of the rectal wall, feeling for that bulge that is the P-spot. Gently press and release on the spot and/or massage, following the receiving partner's responses for what feels the best. Other stimulations can obviously occur with the free hand or mouth while this is going on and may help the receiver to get to that full-body orgasm. An amazing experience for sure. Some, outside, help, proper prostate massagers. Whether anal play and male G-spot sex occur during gay, bisexual, or even transgender dating situations, one thing is for sure. There has to be a male with male genitals involved, including that walnut-sized gland, also called the prostate, the P-spot, or the male G-spot. But prostate stimulation and prostate massage by hand can be a little tough. Outside help in the way of a sex toy or two can make a big difference here. In fact, a prostate massage sex toy is quite a popular item among toy sales today for both prostate stimulation and the goal of the ultimate prostate orgasm. And these purchases come from both straight men and gay males. A prostate stimulation sex toy can be used for gentle external massage or to explore internal stimulation and can work far better than fingers. Adding some vibration might be an extra perk that will build on a safe prostate massage experience and make it amazing. A prostate massager comes in a variety of options and is often called a butt plug. In fact, exploring prostate massagers should be on the list of anyone interested in giving or receiving male G-spot sex. It's all about sexual excitement and play. Prostate play is a great addition to the toolbox of anyone looking for sexual pleasure through butt sex, either as a giver or a receiver. The prostate is an often overlooked sex organ, but it can figure into exciting and orgasmic sex. As the saying goes, don't knock it until you have tried it.